Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Hannah Cody and I'm a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Happy Holy Week, everybody. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel passage today, the Gospel of Matthew. So if you'll join me, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted." So this is a pretty intense gospel passage, but I think it's perfect as we press on in Holy Week. In this passage, the Lord is showing us that all the works that the Pharisees perform are to be seen, right? That is their desire, that every work they do, every burden that they carry, they want to be seen, right? And this is a very inherent human desire, right? We all want to be seen by our neighbor, by our family, by the Lord. But the Lord is saying here that all these works, all these trials that you're going through, they don't matter more just if they're seen, right? And even here, the Lord is showing like they want their works to be seen, but in secret, they will not lift a finger. They preach when they're seen, but they do not practice it, right? And the Lord is saying, the things that are seen, this is not worth more than the unseen. Rather, I think there is great value and worth in the hiddenness of our spiritual life. And I think this is beautiful to just reflect on and think about as we continue in Holy Week, right? This might be a time for us to actually step back and step away and to just hide with the Lord as we're fasting, as we're preparing for his resurrection, right? As we have special intentions on our hearts, those we're praying and interceding for, it might actually be a time that we're meant to step back and to hide with the Lord rather than let people see our fasting, let people see, you know, all these really intense things that we're doing for Lent. This really is a call to humility for us, right? And this is how this passage ends. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. And I think this is key because what the Lord is saying is that he wants us to be seen with him, right? But in order to reach that point, we have to humble ourselves, right? When we humble ourselves, the Lord exalts us. He lifts us up. We are seen in friendship and relationship with him. The Lord is not saying like, you cannot be seen at all. Nothing you do, your worth, your life, your work, it cannot be seen. That's not what he's saying. He's actually saying like, I want you, my son, my daughter, to be seen in relationship with me. I want people to see what our friendship is like. I want people to see the love that I've poured onto you. Because this is how we bring people into the family of Christ. When we testify to his love, to his glory, to his goodness. So as we finish Holy Week, I just challenge you to ask the Lord, like, Lord, what part of my spiritual life am I meant to just stay and hide away with you in, right? How do you want me to humble myself before you and to really encounter you in the secret place? This has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. Again, my name is Hannah Cody. Thank you so much to St. Gabriel for all the ways they've blessed us here at Damascus. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please be sure to visit us at damascus.net.